Most grunts used to be human, but there were the exceptions. What they all had in common is one time they were all normal. Now that's changed. Just because they were once human or something else that could pass in the daylight, it doesn't give them my misplaced sympathy. I didn't even think about it. Hell, I never did. I just pulled the trigger and killed as many of those things as possible. Some guys ease their conscience by saying they're putting them out of their misery. I never believed that. They were gone from day one. I didn't care what they used to be. Grandmother, dad, favorite uncle, 12-month-old baby. They were lost from minute one. It was what they were now that mattered, and they were something that would tear me apart and skip rope with my intestines. A lot of people cared about the grunts in the beginning. They felt sympathy, pity for them. They wanted to rehumanize them, domesticate them. All those people are now dead, or worse. Not many tried to help those poor, beleaguered souls after a while. They just started adding bodies to the piles. You can call it a tragedy, a horror, whatever word you want to use. But it was what it was. Survival. Someone once asked me if I'd be able to kill someone I knew who was now a grunt. In a heartbeat. Besides, there was no way to know if they were someone I knew. Not after. And I sure as hell wasn't going to get all close and personal to find a nameplate. Call me callous. Call me uncaring. But call me alive. We know grunts were human. We know that now, and we can kind of see it in a perverse way. But we didn't know it in the beginning. When the grunts first showed up, a lot of people thought it was some sort of alien invasion. You couldn't tell these creatures were once human. Sure, some had a humanoid form. Two legs, two arms, that sort of thing. Others were way weird. Out there. There was no analog to describe some of these things. There was nothing in the world to compare them to. Millions, billions believed that these things were aliens. There just wasn't anything that could be like this. The government even had some grainy pictures of spaceships and were tracking some sort of objects in low orbit around the world. And it worked for a while. A long while. But the truth came out. The truth finally made it around the world. There were still some holdouts. They just couldn't believe the government hadn't told them the truth. In reality, I think many just wanted to believe so damn bad that aliens were real, that nothing like this could happen on our world. We were fooled for a long time. Like I said, not all the grunts were once human. That's what kept the con going on for a while. There was just so many different ones. But the truth came out, and the grunts were us, at one time. To understand how everything went to hell, you've got to go back a bit. Don't worry. Not too far. We were already standing on the doormat to hell. We just need somebody to open the door and push us through. It all started with this megalomaniac scientist who wanted to destroy God by becoming God. His name was Malik. Dr. Renee Malik.